Welcome to this week's Wikipedia Wonders, where we talk Brazil at the 2002 FIFA World Cup.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wikipedia Wanderers with myself, Dave, and Josh. I nearly said with myself, Josh, because I forgot the and. But
would you change your name? Ever thought about changing your name?
It's too late now, isn't it?
No. I mean, it would be odd. It'd be different.
I think you've got to do it before you're like 16, haven't you? Before it's set in.
Really?
Yeah. Too many people know me as Dave. I get annoyed when people call me David as well.
Do many people call you David?
Kate does, that's it. Kate's my wife, for the people that are listening that don't know. But it's not just a random woman. But yeah, Mum used to David James me when I was naughty. So.
Put you in goal? We'll put you up front, depending if Stuart appears or not.
True.
A reference.
I would straight off the bat. Would you change your name?
No,
this
I like
late age?
No, I like it. Yeah. Not many people, surprisingly, not many people called Josh. I feel like more should be.
There's quite a few.
I mean, you know, closing glass houses, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of Daves. There's not many Daves now. There's no baby Daves.
No, quite right.
Is there baby
Killing
Josh?
Them off.
Shiz.
Yeah. Josh is still out there in the popular names. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Still hanging around.
Maybe. Yeah. You still find them.
Still find them. Brazil, Josh, Brazil. 2002, best squad ever? Best Olympic squad, World Cup squad ever?
Nah, I think England probably have better squads, but we just performed badly.
Really?
So you look at the state of, I mean, it might be just biased, but we've had some really good players, but just has not performed. Because you look at this side, there's attacking talent, amazing. Yeah. Defensive is like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I can understand. So what is the best ever? Well, in our lifetime, World Cup squad that you can think of ever seen play.
I mean, I'm thinking about primarily the first 11's got to really
be good,
really go. And so the Spain side, which was basically Barcelona, the spattering of Real Madrid was pretty damn good because they were, the world's best club side. Take out Messi, but then you're adding in who replaced Messi in the Spain squad.
That's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah. Who'd...
Oh,
David Villa?
No, Barcelona already.
Oh yeah,
Pedro Villa already. Oh, who would it have been?
Who would it have been in Spain, replacing where Messi would have played? Well, would they have just gone with a striker, like a Morata?
It'd be Torres.
Torres.
I mean,
yeah.
Torres, wouldn't it?
Torres.
Edit out, Dave. Edit out.
Nah, that's staying in. And with you saying edit out,
staying
in. Because I'm in charge of the editing, so I can decide what stays and what goes. So my complete brain fart in the last episode, people won't know what I brain farted about, but yours is going to stay in. So
charming.
So that's what you're picking that Spain World Cup winning team.
Yeah, this is not unprepared. So off the top of my head, what are you going for, Dave?
Off the top of my head, I'm probably going Germany that beat Brazil 7-1. Like that squad was phenomenal. That
14 World Cup.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's the most pleasing to watch, but it was, and without being stereotypical, incredibly efficient at working as a team. It was incredible, that German team. It was really good. Solid all the way through it. Couldn't argue.
I couldn't tell you. It's off the top of my head. I mean, how would you reckon you could name...
Neuer, many... Boateng.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to find it. Hold on. We're right here, Dave. Don't...
I'm probably going to get a few wrong, obviously, but...
Squads, FIFA 2014.
I've got to remember more clubs though, haven't I? Yours is just Barcelona with Torres and Ramos, so.
True. Oh, are you putting this on me as well? Have I got a main?
No, yours is easy. I'll see how many I can get. So Neuer in goal, we know that's a given.
Yeah. Neuer. Want to go goalkeepers? Any other goalkeepers you got?
No, why do I need the other ones? Neuer played every game.
It's a squad. You asked me to name. You said to name the squad.
Oh. Neuer.
I don't think you get any other.
Leno.
No.
Is there one with a double-barreled name?
Yes.
And he played for Leverkusen.
No.
No.
Well, I've only got it in front of me. What?
Yeah.
He actually was a former Man United youth.
I know. That's why I know him. And I'm really trying to remember his name. And it's something like Riedler, but it's not quite Riedler. What is it?
Ron Robert
Zieler.
Isn't that your name? Ron Robert.
Ron Robert Zieler. That's so funny.
Ridiculous name that is. I've never... Double barrel first name for men is very strange, I think. You have other things like Molly Mae, Mary Grace, or things like that. But
Katie Ann.
Yeah. But man, like John Joe.
John Joe. Well, that's not hyphenated though, is it? That's just John Joe.
Is it not?
It's just, his first name is just John Joe. It's not hyphenated.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know.
Get the punctuation in there. Yeah, Ron Robert Zieler.
Ron Robert Zieler.
And Wiedenfeller. Roman Wiedenfeller. Okay, hit me with some defenders.
Boateng.
Yes.
Hummels.
Yes.
Lahm.
Yes. You can move on. If you think you're done with defenders.
Because I'm trying to get the back four. So I'm trying to think who another one of the full backs. Kimmich, was he playing in 2014?
No, mate.
No, a bit early, that, isn't it? Okay, moving on.
I'll give you other defenders. I can't even pronounce this. Kevin Grosskreutz.
Okay.
Ginter, Huedes, Derm, Mertesacker.
And
Mustafi.
Mustafi was there, bloody hell. Mm-hmm. Okay. Midfielders, Ozil.
Yes.
Muller. Well, he'll be a forward, I imagine.
Yeah.
So we've got Ozil, we've got Schweinsteiger, we've got... there's another... Khedira, that's what I was trying to think of. Schürrle. Or is he a forward?
Forward again.
Okay. Balak.
No.
Oh, too old for Balak, is it? Okay.
Seemingly, yeah.
Who is a holding midfielder in that team?
Welcome to the 2002 Brazil squad podcast, by the way, guys.
Okay, moving on to forwards.
Yeah. Hold on, you missed out Draxler, Kroos.
Kroos.
Got and Kramer. Kramer got a concussion in like the first few minutes of the final, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Schürrle, Muller,
two more. Closer. You've got two.
Yeah. Closer.
Yeah.
One more. Was he really big, like tall? I want to say he was a really tall striker.
I'm going to give you his height. I think he's going to be about 6'1", maybe.
Oh, okay. Not giant then.
6 foot.
6 foot?
Yeah. Still playing.
Wow. It's not Asamoah, is it?
Nope.
No, you can give me that one, then we can start talking about Brazil.
Lucas Podolski.
Oh, Podolski. Yeah.
Podolski.
We've chatted about him quite a lot on the podcast, I think. I think he's popped up, his name, every so often. Anyway, back to Brazil.
Brazil. Brilliant squad. And all changed from the 1998 World Cup, in fact.
Really?
So there were 6 players remained from the 98 World Cup.
Wow. Okay. Ronaldo.
So, tick.
Danielson.
Tick.
Roberto Carlos.
Tick.
Cafu. I mean, a goalkeeper?
Yes. Which one?
Dida.
Tick. Hey. One last player left.
That's 5.
6.
Oh.
I
don't know.
Rivaldo.
Oh, Rivaldo. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I did well. I did better than knowing the German squad.
Yeah, so we then move into a different squad. So we have Marcos is coming into goal. Dida's still there, and Rogério Ceni. So goal scoring Rogério Ceni.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the free kick taking Rogério Ceni. Yep.
Yeah, he's got only 131 goals in his 1,249 appearances.
Oh my God.
That is one of the most amazing things I've never seen. 1,000 before.
One.
I mean, live I have, but not in the top right summary. What is that number, Dave? It's...
One, 1,000 is incredible for appearances. Two, as a goalkeeper, having that ratio of goals to games is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got 1 in 10.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Yeah, he is picking up goals every, pretty much almost all seasons. Hold on, oh, this blooming Brazil league's all funny, isn't it? You've basically got a very like half of the league, and then they've got a kind of continental piece, and then he bagged 21 goals in 2005.
Bloody hell. Recently sacked as Sao Paulo manager.
Really?
19th of April this year.
Wow, that's, I mean, this is a guy who played 1,237 of those appearances for Sao Paulo, so.
And.
He knows the club.
Been their manager twice.
Yeah, started there, went around, sacked, thought I'm coming back.
Sacked twice. He's been sacked twice. Times.
Yeah. Bloody hell. So, yeah. But Marcos was the goalkeeper. In between the six for the tournament, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So then in defence, who do we have as defenders in this squad? Because they're playing a three at the back in this tournament, I remember. Because they're making the most of Cafu and Roberto Carlos, basically.
Yes, yeah.
So we have Lucio.
Yeah.
All familiar with Lucio, one of my favourite centre-backs of all time. We have got Ed Milson is playing in the other centre-back position, as well as Roque Jr.
He of
who?
Leeds?
Leeds, yes.
Yeah. It's quite... 2, 3, 4, 5 It's quite brave, isn't it? I mean, they've got 5, 6, 7 They've got 8 defenders in this squad, and they're playing 5 at the back.
Yeah, so Cafu's backup is Giuliano Belletti. He went on to win the Champions League with Barcelona.
Yeah.
Roberto Carlos is junior, a young fullback, I think, from... I don't know right now. It doesn't say fullback, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, left back. He was at Parma at the time. So that leaves him with Anderson Polga, is the only backup centre-back out of that bunch.
Yeah. Because they ain't getting any support from that midfield.
So let's move into that midfield. You've got Ricardinho attacking the field. Gilberto Silva could maybe do a job.
Yeah.
Rivaldo, Ronaldinho, Cleverson, Juninho of Middlesbrough fame, Kaká, and a player that you aren't familiar with, Van Petter.
Yeah, we were chatting about that off camera. Van Petter is a name I don't have any recollection of. He's 28 in this squad. He had 36 caps coming into the tournament. And played in Brazil for Corinthians, and I don't know, but you said, oh yeah, I know Van Petter. Tell me about him.
So, played in PSV, Inter Milan, Paris Saint-Germain, and then around the world. And Van Petter, his nickname, is a fusion of the words vampiro, Portuguese for vampire, and capeta, Portuguese slang for devil. So, affectionate.
Vampire devil. Amazing. So, he had, at this World Cup, he had had previous stints at Inter Milan, PSG. He made 8 appearances for Inter Milan, scoring 1 goal in the year 2000 after moving from Corinthians. A year later, moved to PSG. The same year, moved to Flamengo. And then a year later, moved back to Corinthians. He hasn't played many games.
No, he's about a sixth of Rogério Ceni's. His transfers are also really convoluted, so... In January 2001, Van Petter went to PSG for $12.2 million as a part exchange for Stefan Dalmat, which Inter retained 50% registration rights for Van Petter. He was involved in the Adriano transfer to Inter and Reinaldo to PSG transfer in 2001. Both were played for Flamengo in exchange for Van Petter, who was joint owned by Inter and PSG. Another half of Van Petter was sold to $9.8 million. So, God, he's a real commodity there, isn't he?
Yeah. Bloody hell.
But you won the Eredivisie with PSV in 1997, which I'm going to guess is with Ronaldo at the time?
It very much could be.
Let's have a quick look.
Yes, it Ronaldo, says it there. Van Petter started his career in Salvador with Team Vitória, later went on to Europe with Dutch team PSV Eindhoven, who signed him alongside Ronaldo in the summer of 1994.
Yeah, but he moved to by this time Ronaldo moved to Barcelona. Well, actually moved to Inter Milan in 1997. He'd spent a year at PSV.
Nice.
Yeah. And so Ricardinho, another name. Do you remember much? I think he may have exclusively played in Brazil. Is my initial guess.
I think I remember Ricardinho, but only through computer games. I don't think I'd have a memory of him playing at all.
Yeah, deep lying playmaker in field. So Bordeaux, Corinthians, Sapphire, Middlesbrough, but never made an appearance. Kind of feel that we got this. We've touched on this previous podcast. We've got a kind of South American scout in Middlesbrough who's doing some business.
Yeah.
A bit of time in Besiktas.
Yeah.
As well. But only 24 appearances for Brazil overall.
Yeah. That's another one. He could potentially drop into centre back, you would imagine, as a holding midfielder.
But so far we've got Marcos in goal, Lucio Edmilson, Roque Jr., Gilberto Silva and Cleverson, Roberto Carlos and Capu. Then the forwards is quite ludicrous, really, isn't it? So you've got obviously Rivaldo kind of getting into that mix, but Rivaldo, Ronaldinho and Ronaldo is a front three. Other forwards they've got in the squad are Edilson and Luzão.
And Danielson.
And Danielson, yeah.
Yeah, which is just frankly ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, first game, they beat Turkey 2-1. Goals from Ronaldo and then a Rivaldo penalty. Was this the Rivaldo head, ball in the stomach, holds his head game?
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, it was against Turkey, for sure, in the corner flag.
Yeah, Turkey got two men sent off, one in the 86th minute, which was Alpay Ozilan, and then one in the 94th minute, which was Hakan Ünsal.
Yeah, we've touched on Alpay Ozilan because he was at Aston Villa, and they had to sell him in the end because he was hated so much by... We touched on Eric Cantona previously, but he had some indiscretions which did not endear him to the fat English fans.
Yes.
So who else we got in that? We got Rushdie Rekba, used to have the black marks in his cheek.
Yep.
Yeah. Two guy of Blackburn Rovers fame. Can't understand. I do remember Emre of racism fame, infamy, shall I say? Ildre Bashduk, played in England, although it might have been Blackburn as well.
Bashduk, I want to say. Yeah, I remember him playing in Germany.
Yeah, yeah, but he had one appearance. So he signed from Stuttgart to the end of the season, free transfer, but only played once in the league.
And obviously, the line led by Hakan Sükür.
Yeah, Hakan Sükür and Hasan Sas. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, I quite like that Turkey side. I've got a lot of fond memories. And they did reasonably well in a couple of tournaments and put them on the map.
Yeah, they did. But the Brazil team is... Rivaldo got man of the match. Assistant referee was Visav Krishan from Singapore. Sorry, that caught my eye. Central midfield, holding the joint, is Gilberto Silva and Janinho of Middlesbrough fame. What do you rate that as a central midfield? I mean...
I think Gilberto Silva is doing a lot of heavy lifting if there's any defensive work required there. But in reality, there's not much defensive work required, is there? This is a formation basically the Spurs have tried to play this season.
Okay.
In this kind of two in the midfield, but we're getting absolutely trounced because we were playing it defensively.
And you were playing what? Højbjerg and...
It would have been Bentancur.
Bentancur. Fit. Yeah, that's true. Okay. On to the second game. Do they make any changes? They do. They drop Lucio for Anderson Polga.
No,
they don't.
They drop Edmilson for Anderson Polga is the only change they make.
Yeah, they drop Edmilson for Anderson Polga. They beat China 4-0 with goals from Roberto Carlos, Rivaldo, Ronaldinho and Ronaldo. So the three R's getting on. Again, a pretty solid team. Ricardinho came on to replace Janinho. Edilson came on to replace Ronaldo, so obviously giving him a rest. And Danielson came on for Ronaldinho, I'd say at half time, probably. That sub was done. Do we know anyone in that China team?
Yes, we know Li Tai, who had a stint at Everton.
Oh, yeah.
And Li Wei Feng, I think, also had a stint in England. I want to say Everton as well. Yes, Everton as well.
Josh is on it. Josh is on it. And then a final group game. Costa Rica 5-2 win to South American. Is Costa Rica South America or is it Central?
I'd say Central America. Yeah, I'm not sure. I imagine it might fall into. It's always, you know, Central America annoys me because it feels like it should be a continent in its own right. Or who? Because there's North America, and South America, right? who's got the continent rights there?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Changes from this one, Josh. What have we got? Any changes in the lineup?
No. Oh, Edilson is coming in for. Ronaldinho.
Oh, and Junior starts over Roberto Carlos.
Yeah, so very few changes have gone on so far.
Yeah.
Doesn't really affect it because they've won 2-1, 4-0 and 5 2 Ronaldo has scored in every round so far.
Yeah, as has Rivaldo, I think. He's scored in every game so far, yeah. Rivaldo's got one in every game as well. Shout out to Costa Rica with such giants of the game as Paolo Onechop, Ronald Gomez, and I saw another one I recognised in there.
Rolando Fonseca.
Coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Nice. Which gets them through to the knockout rounds.
Yes.
3 wins from 3. They take on Belgium. I mean, what's the first game you remember from Brazil? Probably the Turkey game, if it is the one with the Rivaldo head thing. But is there a game from this World Cup that you think, God, Brazil were great?
Yeah. The next game after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying,
we'll
isn't
touch it? On it in a minute. Yeah.
But
they reverted back to tight now. This is their opening match side. So clearly the favourite side. So we've got, you know, Marcos, Lucio, Roca Jr., Ed Milton, Cafu, Roberto Carlos, Juninho, Gilberto Silva, and the three R's up front. And guess who got... It's 2-0. Guess who gets the goals?
Rivaldo Ronaldo. I'm
scored
intrigued.
In every round so far.
The substitutes in this game, though. Because Juninho comes off and is replaced by Danielson in central midfield.
Shoring things up with the dribbling wizard there.
Yeah. Little bit.
They're actually going for the win, weren't they? They hadn't scored at that point.
They hadn't scored, yeah. They hadn't scored. So that's an interesting
one. Then they get... they're approaching the 80th minute. They bring on 2 midfielders for 2 forwards.
Yeah.
To pass it around. So let's have a look at this Belgium side, though, because this is pre-golden era that we're in now. So... Geert de Vlieger in goal, Jackie Peters, Daniel van Buyten of Man City and Bayern Munich fame,
yeah.
Timmy Simmons, I think of PSV, I want to say.
I think that's right, yeah, I'll have a quick look. PSV, yeah.
Yeah. Nico van Kerkhoven at left back, and Bowen Penza,
where was he?
Did he also come? Because Emil Mpenza came to Man City.
Yeah.
Did Mbowe Mpenza?
No, just Emil Mpenza. But Mbowe Mpenza was a fantastic free transfer. You could pick up on CM0102, I think it was.
Yeah.
You could pick him up on a free. Yeah.
Yves van der Hager and with Johan Wallem in field, Bart Gore, that's her name I always remember, on left mid, Gert Verheyen and Mark Wilmot. Mark Wilmot's captain side, Wesley Song. Wesley Song had some really good goal scoring years, actually.
He did.
He was a really prolific goal scorer in kind of Belgium and Holland.
I've got to ask, Josh, how do you know the name Bart Gore?
I just recognise him. It's a rememberable name. I don't know why I know him.
Oh,
but
okay.
Just stuff.
He's not done much other than play for Anderlecht a lot. So he's moved Hertha Berlin.
Don't underestimate my love of Anderlecht.
True. Yeah, I won't. Cool. And then, the game. So you think, maybe not this squad, because now I'm looking at it. Mm. I don't think that England squad's amazing. But do you think we should have won this game?
Should, no. Could, yes.
Where did it go wrong? Sven?
David Seaman.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been letting that go in. Just brought that changes the... I know that wasn't a goal, but that was a really nicely worked 1-2s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Before half-time, with a left-foot curler. I mean, just after... I mean, it's 5 minutes and it's just done.
Yeah.
We were a bit hard done by injuries in this, weren't we? Because Danny Mills is there because Gary Neville's injured.
Yeah.
Trevor Sinclair is... on the left wing because he joined late, didn't he? Because
Who got?
Was it McManaman at the time? Would it have been?
It might have been McManaman. I mean, he was a late call up, but he got 4 caps for England in this World Cup, which means he played every game.
I mean, we didn't really have much going on in this squad. I mean, on the bench, you've got Wes Brown, Wayne Bridge, Martin Keown, Gareth Southgate, Teddy Sheringham. It's not great, is it?
No.
No, but for those of you who aren't England fans, don't remember, but this is... Yeah, Michael Owen. We take the lead of Michael Owen. Brilliantly worked goal just before half-time with Rivaldo scoring in his 5th consecutive game.
Yeah.
Ronaldo doesn't find the target here. Just after half-time, Ronaldinho, I still to this day think it's a cross. Whips in deep right of our half, kind of kind of right midfield position, whips it in, like someone's going to attack it to the back post, but it just loops over Seaman into the side netting. I just don't think it's meant.
I think it's a cross shot. I don't think it's a full-on cross, and I don't think it's a full-on shot. I think it is a play it into a very dangerous area where the worst thing you're going to get is a corner, because the keeper has to touch it over the bar. Like, you know, when you do the little flick, like do a little flick over their bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? If it wasn't Ronaldinho, you'd be like, obviously he's crossing it. But because it's Ronaldinho, you're like, yeah, don't know. And then he got sent off, which is something I remember.
I don't remember this at all. And you're thinking you're against 10 men Brazil, and we
for
didn't.
Half an hour.
Yeah. And he didn't even make a change until 15 minutes, 12, 13 minutes later. And that was bringing a striker for a striker. He didn't go, I'm going to shore this up.
Yeah.
I suppose you weren't getting much defensive output from Ronaldinho, so you could probably go and readjust. But
true. I mean, and Sven, Ronaldinho gets sent off. Sven waits another 20 minutes.
Yeah, before making it Vassell, a change. Yeah.
The rise Vassell on for Michael Owen. Maybe an injury. Don't know. And then Sheringham on for Ashley Cole. So three at the back. Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't mind rewatching this game. I'm not too upset by it. It's been long enough now, being 21 years.
21 Christ. Years. Blimey.
Oh, God, yeah. But, you know, Brazil proceed. And again, only one change to the side from the match before. Clebson coming in. A bit more defensive stability than Janinho. Oh, is this the game? They face Turkey again.
I think this is the game, yeah. I think it's this one.
Yeah. So we have exactly... Oh, no, Ronaldinho is obviously banned.
Yeah.
So Edilson comes in for him. And Rivaldo does not continue his goal-scoring streak. Instead, Ronaldo, with a drought of two games, is that? One game. Recaptures his form. And Brazil continue their form of winning every single match. So beat Turkey 1-0 in this match, as opposed to the 2-1 in the opening match. But that would have been the semi-final, wouldn't it? Yeah.
That was semi-final, yeah. Turkey bringing on Muzzy Izzet off the bench as well in that game.
Yes.
I feel like he must have been quite old in 2002, but maybe not. Was it in the middle of his career?
No, he would have been 28. Yeah. He'd have been peak.
Peak Leicester fame, yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle of his Leicester time, yeah.
Bloody hell. And then in the final, they go on to face Germany. Now, this is an interesting... I don't remember much about this game, but I remember the goals. And I remember Oliver Kahn really messing up for one of them.
Yeah, it was a quite really tame shot. Yeah, tame shot from the edge of the area. I think he just took it quite quickly, didn't he?
Yeah. And
spilled it back, didn't...
And Ronaldo was just
tapped in
there to just poke home. Yeah, and unbelievable. He got both goals, 67 and 79th minute. Ref by Kalina as well, which, you know, everyone, I think. Would you like, just tangent, obviously, as we do on the podcast, would you like every referee to be Kalina? So if you could clone Pierluigi Kalina, would you say, I'd prefer that in every Premier League game next season, rather than having the little bit of differences between slight referees and, you know, Tubby Alan Wiley and lanky Michael Oliver. So,
no, I think it's nice to have a bit of variety.
Do you think it adds an element?
I think it adds an element, you know.
But are we not at the point where it's like VAR is trying to get rid of that variety, but it's not doing a very good job of it? So
no, but there's in-game management, which, you know, adds to it and how I treat it. But I want big decisions to be correct, but within it I'm happy there to be some variability, because if you look at football now, right, it's got incredibly formulaic.
Yeah.
And it's you've got players who are now at the peak of their physical condition, and those who aren't might have technical ability, but they couldn't make it because they, you know, to Sean Dyche's impact, can do a bleep test or something like that. And it's become, and it's a lot less individual elements to it. And so I'm keen to kind of retain that. I don't want it robotic in terms of refereeing. I accept there's going to be some variability from there. I want them to strive for consistency, but I don't expect people to be perfect.
Okay. No, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. So should we go through the lineups then? So Brazil going with the standard. Marcos in goal, Lucio, Edmilson, Roque Jr. as the back three. Cafu and Roberto Carlos as the wing backs. Gilberto Silva and Cleverson starts the final ahead of Juninho in this one. Ronaldinho playing in behind Rivaldo and Ronaldo up front. Juninho comes off the bench to replace Ronaldinho when they're 2-0 up. And then in the final minute, Danielson comes on to replace the goal scorer, Ronaldo. But yeah, take us through the Germany squad, Josh.
So we have Oliver Kahn captaining in goal. Back three of Thomas Linker, Carsten Ramelow and Christoph Metzelder. At wing back, we've got Torsten Frings and Marco Boda with Didi Hamann and Jens Jeremies, really shoring up that midfield. Bernd Schneider playing just in behind Oliver Neuville and Miroslav Klose. Functional. Oliver Bierhoff, Gerard Asamoah and Christian Ziga came off the bench. Yeah. Rudy Voller was managing.
It's interesting, isn't it? I'm like, that's a good German squad, but it is very, very functional.
You can see what they've done since then with the work they've done at the youth level to bring in through more flair and attacking players and just a bit more, because this is so functional. You look at that, who's got anything about them attacking-wise on that side? Oliver Neuville was quite quick.
Miroslav Klose scores you goals, but he's not a flair technical player.
No, basically leaving it all to kind of Bernd Schneider, really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Asamoah coming off the bench, he was quick. Oliver Bierhoff again had something about him, but it's not
your Musialas, your Sanes, or anything like that. Now, is it your Gnabrys? Is
yeah, interesting. Who was refereed by Colina. We had an English representative there in Phil Sharp, who is a clickable link. So let's have a quick look at Phil Sharp. A former English Premier League assistant referee, one of only 10 match officials from the United Kingdom to have officiated in a World Cup final.
Mm.
There you go. He was, he's still active. What? He's 59. Is he? Yeah, I guess you could still be
assistant referee. So you're running up and down the line for a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or do you just do you only retire when you die? Because it's a qualification, I guess.
I think you might, he can't be actually, like.
No, he's not active. He's not active. He now works for the Herefordshire FA as the referee development officer. So,
yeah.
Maybe an update needed there, but we'll ignore that one.
So, do you want to know a fun fact?
Obviously.
This is the last time Brazil beat a European side in a knockout match at the World Cup.
Is it really? Wow.
Yep. And they in 2006, Brazil went out to France.
Yeah.
In 2010, Brazil went out to Netherlands. In 2014,
they lost the final. They went out to Germany.
They went out to Germany. 2018, do you know what it was?
Didn't get out of the group.
Brazil, Belgium got their revenge. 2-1 Belgium. And obviously at the most recent World Cup, it was Croatia on penalties.
Yeah. Interesting. So they haven't beaten a European team since this World Cup where they beat 1, 2, 3, 4 European teams in knockouts to go and win it.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, that is. I think we should end on that interesting fact, Josh. I quite like that. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again very, very soon. You can find us on the socials. Just search for Wikipedia Wanderers on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you are desperate to get in a fight with Josh about something Spursy, really do just comment on our Twitter. I love reading it. I'm sort of a backstage, aren't I, on the Twitter? I don't do anything. Josh is in control of the socials, and it's really fun to watch because it's a sporadic posting of really interesting data from football and arguments about Spurs. So please do get in touch with us on Twitter and Josh will respond. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.